producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Stephen, hello, this is the Good Day program. I am here with my friend Rich McFadden. Both my female friends on the air are sick. Jennifer's got the hungabungas. Here's how Roberta has the boogaloogas.
Yeah, she had some Kung Pao Kitty and not feeling too well this morning.
Not good stuff. All right, let's get working here on what's going on. Let's spend some time talking about airports, airlines, one of my favorite focuses. And let's start with good news. Posted on a number of Facebook pages is, and it starts with a Southwest Facebook page, they've decided to give away free first-class accommodations for an entire year to 980 of their fans on Facebook to celebrate their 200 millionth passenger. There are more people riding Southwest Airlines in our country today than any other airline. Not
this.
The largest, but it's in the top four. There's American, United, Delta, and Southwest. But the other three legacy airlines carry passengers overseas, and so their numbers are bigger. But in terms of domestic carriage, Southwest carries more people every day of the week, every week of the month, every month of the year, than anybody else. Hundreds of millions of people ride on Southwest. So, because they've had 200 million passengers fly them, they're going to celebrate. So they're giving away trips to big first-class hotels. And that's sort of, they're not going to give away first-class flights because they don't have first-class in their planes.
That's right.
But they're giving
But you can
away,
give away, what is it, the lowest number, A1.
Yeah, right,
I mean,
exactly.
A1. I want
and
A1.
Pick your seat. That's what I do. I'm traveling Southwest tomorrow, by the way, to go to Denver and then on back to home on Saturday from home, the East Coast home. And I always do exactly that. What is it called? Best something or other? You spend $15.
You spend $12. $12. And you get...
front of the line.
Right.
Yeah. Right. So I always pick the seat that's on the exit row that has no seat in front of it.
Yes.
That's what I do because there's lots of leg room. It's always by the way, but it's by the exit and it's cold.
Why don't you save that seat for somebody who needs it like me? Well, you know what? Well, you don't need that extra 3 or 4 inches.
I like
it. I can use it.
Yeah, okay.
Kind of like me walking
next
down
time
the aisle,
you and I go to get
you out
there.
Of that seat.
Okay.
Put you in a short seat behind me.
So speaking of seats, American Airlines is suing GoGo over poor Wi-Fi service. They investigated because they've had so many complaints, like they have so many complaints about everything. Some of them justified. I'm going to tell you why I'm complaining about them. And people say to me all the time, why do you keep flying American? And I'll tell you in a moment. Anyway, so they were the first to use Wi-Fi using this GoGo service.
Right.
But because they've had so many complaints from their passengers about how lousy it is, in comparison to using it on United or JetBlue or Virgin America or wherever else it is. So they checked it out. They hired somebody and they found out that all the rivals were getting faster and cheaper internet from GoGo than American. So they have initiated a lawsuit saying GoGo has to provide new they have to provide new service to keep the contract. So I'm wondering to myself, how many, GoGo's a public company, shares went down like a rock yesterday.
Yeah, 28% yesterday.
Yeah. So I'm wondering what other services there are. I've never heard of anything except GoGo. You see it on the logo on trains.
There is a rival.
There is.
And I heard that American is talking to them, and that's why GoGo's stock dropped like a rock yesterday.
Well, is this a play? See, I wouldn't put it past American to make this all up, and I'll tell you why. American is they suck and really do. And because I get 2 million miles on them, you hear me tell these stories every once in a while. Yesterday, another example. And so I was, Meredith just said to me, take a deep breath. Have you had a deep breath yet? I spent 2 hours and 45 minutes of my life on the phone straightening out messes because they don't know what the hell they're doing. They've gotten so big, so fast with a merger with US Air, they can't handle the problem. So guys like me that have been flying them loyally for years, millions of miles, I made 3 arrangements because my children are coming back to help me pack up because I'm moving from one farm to another. So the kids are coming home with me in a couple of weeks. So I'm making that arrangement. And so I start with my own arrangement because I have to do things a little bit differently. The trip isn't going to be exactly the same. So what we did was I went online because they tell me go online and you can make a reservation and figure out how to do this stuff. So I go online and I try to negotiate and navigate around their website. And I finally had to call somebody at the help desk because I wanted to use upgrades to do something that the website didn't let me do. And so this guy explained, okay, you got to go here and you got to go there. And I said, why is this so difficult? He says, I don't know. It's all very confusing to us too. Great. So the customer service guy tells you how confusing it is for them to try to figure out how to do all of this stuff. So to make a long story short, he told me to do one thing, and if I did it, then I could get my children onto the other plane. They're riding with me in one leg of it so they can have a better seat, and it's because I'm in a better seat. Okay, blah, blah, blah. So we go through all that. And then when I call up to make the arrangement, and by the way, they charged me $75 extra in order to be able to do this with my children. All right? So I've paid the $75 up front. Then I say, okay, pick these 2 seats out for my children. I'm told that I don't have to pay for that. Oh, no, that's not true. I said, what do you mean? Oh, no, you can't do that. That's against the rules. I said, I was just told by the guy at the other desk that they don't know what they're talking about at the other desk.
Okay, your rant time is over, sir. Thank you very much for coming. We appreciate your patience.
All right, but I'm not finished yet. I'm not finished. I'm almost finished. Not really finished, but... Okay, so the bottom line here is that by the time I'm done 2 hours and 40 minutes later, I've paid almost $400 more than I started out to because they gave me misinformation and they take no responsibility for it. Those are the rules. So people say to me, and by the way, American, as you know, shows up in the J.D. Power survey of most disliked companies, people that work there, people that use. So how'd they get to be so big? They had influence politically. All the way back to the Wright decision that was made 30 years ago.
I'll pick up for American Airlines here a little bit. Yeah,
you?
I mean, I hear what you're saying, and I agree that they do have those problems. But as an employee of not only Radio America, but also the American Veterans Center, they step up.
They give you the money for the American Veterans
Center? They don't give
Center.
Us money. They give,
well,
us,
they give you the seats.
They give us seats to fly in
veterans.
Well,
they're
veterans.
They're run by veterans, and they're very big on veterans.
So the honor flights they do to bring World War II vets into the World War II Memorial.
Yep. Why can't they do both, Richie? Why can't they run the airline well and be generous?
Well,
they made $2 billion in profit.
Obviously, this is a small
last
program
quarter.
Within a big, huge company.
Yeah, right.
Now, here's an interesting survey. You ready for this? According to a recent survey that American released, they didn't do it, but they were 66% of passengers consider in-flight Wi-Fi availability when choosing a flight. Nearly 1 in 5 has switched from a preferred airline to another carrier because of Wi-Fi offerings.
Yeah, so they're waking up to that. So the reason people say, why do you keep flying them? The reason I do is because they have 5 flights. My most frequently traveled route is Boston to L.A. I do it at least once a month, if not twice, 3 times a month in this time of year. And so they have 5 flights a day in each direction, so it makes it handier. Whereas Delta and United and JetBlue and Virgin only have 2 flights a day. But to treat people like that and expect
to fly, what's Virgin America?
That's what I said. But they only have 2 flights a day, and they're not convenient for me because they go at times of the day when it doesn't
red eyes
work well.
Stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So
all right. So finish off the Wi-Fi thing.
Well, yeah. Go ahead.
American is saying that Gogo hasn't updated their Wi-Fi system, and that when they're over the water or below 10,000 feet, it doesn't work well, and that that there are competitors out there like Panasonic, Thales, Viasat, Global Eagle, all entered the market, so they're looking around.
Yeah. All right, so in the meantime, final look at this. American stands to be the airline that gains the most by our new relationship with Cuba announced yesterday. 110 flights a day are going to start as soon as possible from all the hubs from the major airlines, Atlanta, Miami, Dallas-Fort Worth, Chicago, and New York, and
Boston.
They're
going to land 110 flights a day. Gitmo?
Well,
I'm pretty sure.
I'm telling
Cuba
you.
Cuba doesn't have the infrastructure for 110 flights a day.
Pretty amazing to see this all happening. It really is. I feel so good, just to sort of end this on a high note, I feel so good about our opening up things with the Cubans. I just think that it's time. There's a great opportunity. This is a beautiful island. I can hardly wait to go down there and spend some time and do programs down there. Tell you, maybe invite a contest.
Man, you're ranting now about American Airlines. Wait till you see the service that you're going to get in Cuba. I mean, the people are going to be great.
Yeah.
And the food is going to be great.
Yeah.
But the lines, the...
Well, but, it'll get straightened out because this is a big
in
island.
In 10 years, they cannot handle what's coming.
That might take 10 years.
There's a tidal wave coming to Cuba, and they cannot handle it.
Especially with 110 flights a day.
They can't handle it.
It'd be like ants coming out of an anthill.
Right.
But it still is kind of exciting. I find it to be a cool thing.
It's cool.
Frankly. Yeah, it is cool. So a positive note. And all the stories about the oompin and the funkin and the rubas with American. So I gave them 6 minutes of bad publicity, which they deserved. It's 18 after the hour on Good Day.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-900-6109 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-900-6109 to take your call now. Call 800-900-6109. That's 800-900-6109. Again, 800-900-6109.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Millions of people have switched to Sprint this past year. To celebrate, we're extending our 50% off promotion so you don't have to miss out. Switch to Sprint today and save 50% off most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rate plans for a limited time only. And now, you can save $200 instantly when you get the Samsung Galaxy Note 5 or Galaxy S6 and trade in your working smartphone. All this on the Sprint network, which is faster, more reliable, and has better coverage than ever. So why wouldn't you switch today? This special offer is available for a limited time only. So hurry in. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com to learn more.
Claim based on Sprint's analysis of average LTE download speeds using Nielsen and MP data. Speeds may vary. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, and premium content. Subject to new line port activation fee and credits. See website for eligible plans. Savings until 2018 after pay full amount. Requires trade-in of current working smartphone. Limit one per line. Restrictions apply.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Feed non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
Oh, let's have some more fun with Kanye West, shall we? 23 and change after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. In one of his new songs, Kanye claims that he's the one that made Taylor Swift famous without using his name. Taylor responded to that at the Grammys. We all heard that. I thought it would be interesting, Richie, to take a listen to this lady from the Young Turks talking about Kanye's antics and why she thinks he's not winning any Grammys.
Kanye West seems to be having a bit of a meltdown on Twitter, and it has to do with the fact that he isn't winning enough awards for his questionable music. Now, he went on a lovely dinner with his wife on Valentine's Day, and then it was followed by a series of insane tweets, and I want to read them to you. You love hip-hop. You love my art. I'm your favorite artist, but you watch me barely breathe and still play my album in your house. I made Dark Fantasy and Watch the Thrones in 1 year and wasn't nominated for either. I'm practicing my Grammy speech. I'm not going to the Grammys unless they promise me the album of the year. There are some people who are siding with him on this, but I don't understand how you can side with someone who's being so entitled and so openly so, right?
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, look, I loved Kanye's music with his first few albums. And then his albums kind of started to suck, right? That's kind of the reason why you're not winning awards, dude.
All right, but Richie,
I have
play
to get Deion Sanders.
All right, well, hold on a second. Play the song that he did with McCartney, where he introduced McCartney to his followers. That's actually quite a
it's
good
great song. Because
yeah.
McCartney wrote it.
I hear you say, hello, my only one.
Song we played an hour ago?
Yeah.
Hello, and when you cry, I will cry, and when you smile, I will smile, and next time when I look in your eyes, we'll have wings and we'll fly. Oh, my only one.
So this guy's a genius, I'm thinking.
They had the auto-tune.
This guy's a genius. Here's some of the comments that we have. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Brenda writes, never heard his voice, and I dare say I never will. Kanye is a very bad example of young people. I don't care what color configuration they are. See, this is about, there's a Black Lives Matter to this, and this is more or less the focus on Kanye saying, oh, I never get an award. It's kind of like the actors who are upset because there is no Oscar nomination, only black actors. There's a sort of racial overtone or undertone to all this, like they deserve to have attention just because they're black.
They make it.
Yeah, they do make it the issue. They make it that way. Here's Alan who writes, why does anybody listen to this uneducated boob? He's married to a Kardashian, for God's sakes. That should tell you everything. Joseph writes, I think it's funny after he did what he did to Taylor Swift. It was like a firestone for her. And now he's $53 million in debt.
And meanwhile, she's just sitting back and riding the high road.
Right, exactly. Okay, so here's sports legend Deion Sanders.
Yeah, who's got
concerned.
One of the biggest egos. But you know what? He knows how far to go and where to keep it in check. So he's realistic about how great he is.
Right.
He's even saying he's a little concerned about Kanye.
Not only weird, that's why I'm concerned. You guys got to be concerned, man. You know darn well, Harvey, if you had a friend, you had a homie, a friend, a family member that's issuing these type of statements and these type of rants, you're going to be concerned. You're going to call and say, man, what's up, man? Like let's meet somewhere alone and just tell me what's really going on so I can be at peace. I pray to God, man, this is just some publicity to amp up his album sales or his music because he's a brilliant artist. And I really love the dude. I just want to make sure he's well.
And he might be right. Kanye may just be playing us all, and
of
he may be brilliant.
By the way, the poll yesterday, what's your favorite part of the Grammys? It was, 25% of you said the Eagles.
Yes.
24% of you said you didn't watch. 20% of you said Taylor Swift. 15% of you said Lady Gaga, and 14% said something else about the Grammys. But Kanye, and anytime there's a music award show, anytime there's something like this, he's all over the place. Very smart. I think he's a smart dude, frankly. 28 minutes after the hour, you're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Geico applauds your inner happy camper.
A merit badge of awesomeness goes out to the part of you that wants to put the recreation in recreational vehicle. The part of you that packs up everything and everybody in the RV and says, let's get this show on the road. Because Geico has specialized agents who help save money on more than just car insurance. Geico will insure that entire RV. So you can get the s'more-making, poison-ivy-dodging, same-song-singing, ghost-storytelling, campfire-building, best time you ever had with your family, show on the road.
Geico for your RV. See how much you could save.
Are you living with pain, but concerned about the side effects of drugs? I was, until I started taking 1 hour pain relief. And here's Lisa, a brave Marine who was seriously injured in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers for lingering head, shoulder, and knee pain. My friend told me about 1 hour pain relief. Now I'm pain-free without the dangerous side effects.
1 hour pain relief is an all-natural extract from hops, the plant used to flavor beer.
It's safe and effective without the chemicals found in drugs. And your all-day relief starts in less than 1 hour.
Get a free one-week trial for just a small shipping charge with no automatic shipments. Call 800-300-1062 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. If you suffer from pain but worry about side effects, call 800-300-1062. Stop living with pain. Call 800-300-1062. Or visit onehourpainrelief.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
With us here on the Good Day program, I'm Doug Steffen, along with my friend Rich McFadden.
Yep.
Kara Schillen is at the ready, taking calls and adding information. 888-302-3684. She found the audio of Paul McCartney being turned away from the after hours party after the Grammys because nobody knew who he was. You say you have that audio, Richie?
Yeah.
What's your favorite Rolling Stone song?
TMZ reporter. I'm trying to ask.
Do you have a favorite?
To try and get into the party.
I need my.
VIP, do we gotta get?
I don't know.
They won't let you in.
We need another hit, guys. We need another hit.
He says, "How VIP do we gotta get?" And he looks at Beck and the drummer from the Red Hot Chili Peppers who's with him, and he says, "We need another hit, guys. We need another hit. Get to work."
Good God. Celebrity. So silly.
This story is going to be everywhere today.
They're all
going
to look pretty silly
bunch.
All right, let's talk about making a difference. An entire generation of young children are coming along, and they are different than any other generation. You could say that. That's a generality. But I look at my grandson, Miles, and I see, I think we posted the... I know we did a picture of Megan and Miles at the beach the other day. And I look at him and I think, what a darling. I think back to when I had my own children. And I think I look at him differently, actually, than I looked at my own children. Because I felt rearing my children, even though it was a responsibility, I never really felt that way. I just loved them. But it was something that you had to constantly, or I did, think about. So when I look at Miles and I think, what's my responsibility to him? I think my responsibility to my daughter, And my son thinks of it the same way. We had this conversation the other day. What is it? My son, Brendan, is very involved with Miles in his life. I am certainly being involved as much as I can be. My daughter is very happy, happier than she's ever been in her life. And it's I see what motherhood has done for her in part. The responsibility, the fun, whatever the aspects are. But she and I have these philosophical conversations regularly, at least once a week. We talk about what the world is going to be like as he gets older. How is he going to be different from Megan and her generation? And how is Megan and her generation different from my generation? And you see it, the changes that are happening as quickly as they are, and you wonder how people can absorb all of these. And it seems that the younger the minds, the more likely or the more able they are to absorb things that I don't admittedly absorb. I absorb different things, and maybe right. That's what we're talking about here. There's a difference. But anyway, today in the Huffington Post, there is a guest editorial from the lady who is probably the most well-known in England. The editorial focuses on differences that can be made by young minds, and they are written by Her Royal Highness the Duchess of Cambridge. Actually, there's a Twitter post that they have reposted at the Huffington Post and given her a lot of space here. She said, it's such a privilege to have this opportunity. Young minds matter. Now, this is an offshoot. I'm not sure which came first. Black lives matter, black minds matter, or young minds matter. And maybe it doesn't make any difference. Play on the same philosophy about the mental health of young children. And so maybe this has more current, Richie, because of the interview that Diane Sawyer did around the book that the mother of the Columbine killer wrote to try to give people a handle on what it is that you need to be focused on with children as they come up now. It was different. When I was a kid, nobody focused on me, and I did fine because I found something of my own to focus on. I don't know how that works today, because parents have a different attitude toward their children. They're always around. You hear the expression helicopter parents. They're watching everything, be involved in all of their things in life. And I'll tell you something. Meredith has done a wonderful job of having me look at my relationship with Megan and Brendan, and having whatever our relationship be as they want it to be, because it's their life. So many times parents get involved and try to influence their children, and I'll admit to that. I did that with my kids. I really tried to influence them, but it was about me. My father did it to me. Maybe that's where it came from. My father wanted me to do exactly what he was doing, follow in his footsteps, do his work, live the life he lived. And then I think about it as an adult now, did he want to live vicariously through me? Because my life was nothing like his, as it turned out. But yet he supported me as he got older and understood that for whatever the reason, he hadn't inspired me to be as he was. And I don't know that I want to inspire my son. Both my children were involved in this radio program as they grew up. Did I want them to have a career in radio? Nah, I thought Brendan was going to for a while, but he went to a different area of the public arts. I was a teacher, and so was Megan's mother. Megan's mother was a teacher for pretty much her whole career. I taught in the high school and college level for about 4.5 years when I was much younger, and that may have influenced Megan going into academics. I don't know. But she's gone down her own road. And so what the princess is suggesting here is to support the groups that are affecting issues like addiction. My son is an addiction counselor. He called me. We were supposed to go to a party on Saturday night at a friend's house up in the Hollywood Hills. And he called me at 7:30 when I was on my way up there. He said, I can't come. I said, why? He has three clients right now that he's treating, all from the age of 14 to 17, who are hardcore drug addicts. I couldn't tell you that when I was a kid, when I was 14, 15, 16, 17, I knew or saw or even thought there were people who were on drugs. Do we have people that were smoking tobacco products? Yep. Do we have people that were drinking? Yeah, to a point. But he's got, and these, there are
the
tens of thousands. Exactly. Well, they're all from influential, affluent. I mean, one kid's parents, both of them direct, run different studios. One of them runs, I'm not going to tell you which one because it's not fair, but one of them, they both, the mother runs a studio and the father runs a studio, not the same studio. So can you imagine what goes on in that household? And then think they have three children. What's happened to the children? The two daughters are fine. The son is a mess. I mean, this kid is a mess. So the princess asks for us to consider the changes that are needed to address the mental health of our children. And she writes, it must be seen as every bit important as their physical health. Yes, it is. Your physical health and well-being is dependent on your mental health and well-being. And so she writes about the research published indicating that around a third of parents still worry that they will look like a bad mother or father if the child has mental health problems. And this, again, ties directly into what we were talking about the other day with that mother who didn't want to know about her son, the Columbine kid. She said, oh, he seemed like a fine kid. Well, come on. You got to know there's something going on. When there was something going on with Brendan, when he was in the, I got it. Megan, you could read like a book. She was exactly
the
typical
mom. She said she in his senior years she didn't dig enough. She should have.
Why didn't she?
She kept digging.
But why
she said
didn't she?
When he was, you know, 9th, 10th, 11th grade, she was all in him. You know, what's going on? What's going on? Digging through his drawers, looking at his computer, everything. And then she decided he needed a little space and privacy when he was a senior.
Now, at the age my children are, yes. At the age your children are, no.
Nah,
it's your responsibility to know what's going on with your children. Anyway, so to sort of put a good spin on this, the kind of good examples, and this I say lovingly to my pals at WMEL, by the way, congratulations to the winner, the third winner in the Powerball jackpot from last month, the $1.58 billion. The third winner finally showed up yesterday, bought the ticket at the public supermarket in Melbourne. I'll bet John Harper and his clan are all over this today as well. They should be. That's cool to have that.
And if that person is a good day listener, we'd like to invite you to come up.
888-302-3684.
Hang out with us.
So anyway, the space station, International Space Station, something that we're now so proud of because of the input that is coming from Americans up there, including astronaut Tim Kopra, who took some questions from children who live in Austin, Texas, which is where he's from. This is about what a typical day, one of the youngsters asking Mr. Kopra, Captain Kopra, what it's like on the space station.
Hi, my name is Eileen, and my question is, what kind of work do you do every day while in space?
Oh, it's a good question. You know, we're very, very busy here, and so we spend about maybe a third of our time doing science experiments, about a third maintaining this vehicle, and maybe a third exercising. So we're very busy on board. So, for example, today I was working on an experiment where we burned some items, which is very interesting, on a space station. But we have a very special glove box that makes everything safe. And so we would insert these samples inside. I'll get a little bit closer. We'd insert these inside a chamber, and then we would burn these samples. And what that is for is the scientists on the ground, they can understand better what happens to materials in space if they were to get on fire. And so they change the speed of the airflow and use different materials. And from that, they can learn all kinds of things. And so I've been the helper to the scientists in a lot of respects for that. And so also, we maintain the vehicle, and we have lots of tools. Here's an example of some of the tools we have. You know, we become the plumber and the electrician and the mechanic here on board space station, because there's only six of us, and we're the guys and gals who have to take care of this place. And so we have special procedures that are prepared on the ground, and from those procedures and our training with the tools, we're able to maintain the vehicle and keep things in working order. And we have lots of spare parts too if something were to break. And then also, we exercise every day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the weird things, I think, is that we actually run in space. And so the question is, well, how do you run if there's no gravity, right? Because we're floating. And if you're floating all the time, how do you get back down on the ground in order to do your running? So we have this special harness that we put on. And I'm not going to put the whole thing on, but you can see how it works. You put this harness on, and then we attach bungee cords that pull us down to a treadmill, and that allows us to run. And it's very important for us to put load on our muscles and our bones to keep us strong for when we come back home.
Yeah. What inspiration. This is what children... Remember, I remember 1968 when these guys went to the moon, how the whole world was galvanized around that picture on the screen. And what we all thought, it was the most unifying thing. It was the most positive unifying thing that's ever happened in our life.
This is cool.
It is cool.
Hey, look at this guy. He's a scientist. And what is he doing? Burning stuff.
Yeah. And the space station is 230 miles above the Earth.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is good for children. So you look at that. Let me just finish this conversation, not necessarily on a sour note, but because so many of our young people are going into the service, and because suicide is such a big problem, there are people today, the suicide hotline that's profiled in the documentary that's been focused on veterans. The federal government says that there are hundreds and thousands. Actually, last year, there were calls that go to voicemail. For every one they answered, 23 went to voicemail and never got returned. And from that, there were, 22 out of every 100 committed suicide. It is crazy.
Your call is very important to us.
Yeah, right, exactly. Mm-hmm. And so with that also, I found it interesting to read that Ronda Rousey, the MMA fighter who lost her first bout in November, considered committing suicide after she lost. But look at all the things that are going on in her life. She thought about it. She's telling the story because she thinks it applies to a lot of other people who need to sort of lace up sort of get with it, if you will. 48 past the hour here on Good Day.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench for Blue Emu.
I've used Blue Emu products for 10 years. They all have deep penetrating emu oil, but now for those hard to reach places, there's Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray, made with emu oil and the same active ingredient as the leading pain relief cream. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray helps with all my joint pains and muscle aches. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Take it from me, it works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Rite Aid, and stores everywhere.
This report is brought to you by Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo and No Barriers Warriors are teaming up for the third consecutive year to empower veterans through the Warriors to Summits Expedition Series. One of many experiences No Barriers Warriors offers veterans with disabilities to help them overcome obstacles and unleash their full potential. Selected veterans will embark on grueling expeditions to Wyoming, New Hampshire, and Colorado. Through these transformative journeys, participants will push their boundaries while reflecting on their past, recognizing where they are now, and developing a vision for their future. This mental and physical challenge will help veterans make a significant change in their lives. John Toth, Director for No Barriers Warriors.
We're excited to offer three expeditions in 2016 and help transform even more veterans' lives.
To apply for the Warriors to Summits 2016 Expedition Series, or to learn more, please visit warriorstosummits.org. Applications will be accepted through March 4th at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed. 7-Eleven.
Now has these amazing new breakfast melts. Mm. And they're only $2.99. Bake it.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Our announcer decided to try the product. He was trying to explain 7-Eleven has two new melts that are toasted in-store. A bacon, egg, and cheese, and a sausage bacon and cheese.
Mm.
Both with thick-cut hickory-smoked bacon and aged cheddar cheese served on an artisan ciabatta roll for only $2.99.
Only at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, only at 7-Eleven.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You know that blackjack is the only game where a smart player has a mathematical advantage over the house?
Are you a professional?
Are you?
Woohoo. Good song, Richie.
Love it.
Yeah. This is from Vegas Vacation, Lindsey Buckingham.
Don't waste
time.
People like you come here and blow the family nest egg that built this town.
All I know, Clark, is that my teeth have never been whiter and my garden is spitting out 50-pound tomatoes.
Is that Quaid?
Yeah, that's
Quaid. Number one movie this week in 1997 was National Lampoon's Vegas Vacation. And Lindsey Buckingham did the music from it. Holiday Road was the theme of the movie. It's just fun stuff.
Best line from that movie? Real tomato ketchup, Eddie? Nothing but the best for you, Clark.
Mm-hmm. See, now that stuff is funny. I didn't ever find Christmas Vacation funny. You guys did.
Oh, my God. It's hysterical.
All right, where's Chucker when we need him?
I'm here, Doug. Christmas Vacation's good.
You like it?
It's very popular. And I just wonder if Dennis Quaid invites Randy to family functions around holidays. I got a feeling he lost his phone number.
I would. Yeah. I'd give me a big old box of popcorn and just watch him go.
All right, so I've been ranting and raving about how bad Deadpool is. We haven't been here for the last couple of days. I saw it because you said it would be okay for me. It is awful. Awful, worse than awful. And so I've done my best to deadpan it. So yesterday in the afternoon I had a sort of follow-up to my transcendental meditation class. And on my way back I thought, you know what? It was like 6 o'clock. I wasn't ready for bed yet, so I went by the theater, and I went to see Hail Caesar. I have not been necessarily a fan of what the Coen brothers have done, but this movie, I don't know if you've seen it or not.
No, I did not.
It was quite engaging. It really was. I mean, Clooney plays goofball like he does in these Coen brothers.
He's very good at it.
He is very good at it. And what's his face who played W?
Josh Brolin.
Brolin was very good in it. And there's a lot of cameos from a lot of big stars. And it just was fun. It was just fun. And I think we need sort of more of that. And I think it did fairly well. Let's talk to you in a moment about where we are box office-wise and otherwise. Movie news, Chuck Curry here on Good Day. Back in a moment.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy. One of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples' tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services' next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
Welcome to Burger King.
Hey, I'm legit hungry. What's the guys got on this 2-for-5 deal?
How about Burger King's new extra long fish sandwich? Tender, flaky fish with a light, crispy breading. Just $2 for $5.
Extra long, but still 2-for-5.
Yep, or you could mix and match with other great sandwiches, like our new extra long buttery cheeseburger. It's all part of Burger King's $2-for-$5 deal.
That's perfect.
So perfect, I'm doing a dance back here.
The new extra long fish sandwich, now part of the $2-for-$5 deal, only at Burger King. Limited time only, price and participation vary.
All right, now we have 57 After the Hour. Chucker, video of the day today at DougStefan.com from the Star Wars YouTube channel. It's a teaser as apparently production has started this week on the next Star Wars movie. Here's some audio. You ought to watch it at DougStefan.com. There's that's the Millennium Falcon. That's a big ship in space. You know what? I find it... I mean, you just take the whole thing. There's a lot of audio and video there. This is because...
Beautiful. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Episode 8.
Episode 8. So they just started, I think, filming on Monday. And that's... But just got to think...
There's one huge difference here for fans. J.J. Abrams, who did, a terrific job on Episode 7. The film was very well received. Made a ton of money. A different director this time. Rian Johnson, who did the reboot of Godzilla, is behind the directorial chair. And let's be honest, if you're that guy, you got to be feeling a little bit of pressure.
I would have thought so. Why can't they make a deal for J.J. Abrams to come back?
Because the deal was made. I think the strategy of Disney is they want a different director for each one. You're going to get a little bit of a different vision, though, when you change directors.
Mm-hmm. I'm not a fan of that philosophy.
No, I don't either. If they had some good,
I feel good with J.J.
Stick
Abrams.
With it. Yeah, exactly. Stick with it. All right, Chucker. And as far as Deadpool is concerned, it's
$152 million.
Would you shut up about Deadpool?
He's a crap. My God. Well, go see Hail Caesar. That was good.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.